in. Oh. Yeah. So.
All right.
And you're recording.
All right. Well, let's get started. Roll call.
Irving.
Here.
Beppo.
Here.
Morris.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
King.
Yes.
Stuber. Trulock.
Here.
All right. Let's do a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll have Terrence here. Probably should have done a moment of silence for Bush, though. All right. We don't have an engineer's report, but instead, he had a sporting event he wanted to go to. So this is your engineering report.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Well, you guys are browsing that. We don't have any public comments. Rick, you want to go ahead and give your report?
Since it's gotten cold and windy and all that other good stuff and nasty weather and things, it's been pretty quiet. Don't have much there. Everyone probably knows that we did have a officer accident with one of the squad cars. Nobody got hurt. So just to be aware.
It was on Austin and...
It was very minor, low speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we've already got a couple of the damage reports in. We're going to turn it into our insurance. We were thinking about just kind of paying it out of pocket to not do insurance reports, but it's going to be over like $2,400, so we'll send it to insurance. That's what we pay it for.
Have you got anything for your squad car yet?
No. That has not been taken in to look at yet.
Okay. The insurance lady asked me about that today, too.
Yeah, but I do have a couple of the pictures that they want.
Okay.
That's been all taken care of. And that's pretty much it.
Any other questions for Rick? What about, since you're here, what about nuisance properties? Where are we at on nuisance stuff?
Randy's got a copy of the most current one, and it didn't come through, I found out, on my computer or whatever it was that Officer Gibson found on the most current listings. But the only thing that I have done is I've done sent Davis a letter, references fire truck, and I'm assume that you guys got a copy of that already.
Did you put this in the board packet? I sent that to you this afternoon.
Should be there.
Okay. There. All right. Sorry. Any questions about nuisances? We're going forward on some court stuff. I don't think we have any correspondence back and forth with the other lawyer, do we?
No.
Okay. Everything's kind of... some things are getting done, I know.
What I can do is just get a short memo that just get distributed out to the board later this week. So
that's fine. If you send it to Brandy, then she can send it out to us, or you can send it out to the board members.
I did get I was stopped by a lady that lived on Corey Lane, I think, and she's having issues with the cats. It's over there at...
on Reynolds?
Yeah, Holden's.
Everybody in the neighborhood is,
yeah.
For about
somebody
3-block
told
radius.
Me that they don't even live there anymore.
They do.
They still live there?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So they said, I was told that they moved to Hammond but stayed here once in a while.
No, they're there every night.
Every night? Okay.
All right.
Never mind then. Whoever told me that wasn't.
Start collecting cats and sending them to the pound. I know you collected one cat. I heard about that. So.
Now, I didn't collect that cat.
Yeah.
To get that story straight, is that the people found the cat under their car trying to stay warm, and they heard the meowing. So the people that gave me the cat went under there, got the cat out, took it in because they had no idea whose cat it was, allegedly. And so they, the next morning, before they went to work, they gave us a call to come and pick up the cat. So that's when I got the cat. I did not go into their yard, go get it to the kitty.
I didn't figure you did, but.
Yeah, come here to me, you know, kind of thing. And so that had nothing to do with that. It was given to me. She was a vet, and she said that the cat had worms and fleas. Oh. So I took it over to animal control, told them about that. I don't know if they verified. They didn't tell me anyway about the worms and fleas, if they would verify or not. But that's how that cat got picked up. So I did not barge in their house. I did not.
I didn't figure you did.
You know, and things like that. So.
I may have misunderstood. So what's our next play with the cats? Because they've been on this list for...
We just have to collect...
While.
We can't go on their yard
right.
And collect the cats. But as they... People give them to Rick, the cats
okay.
to Rick, or when we catch them out wandering the streets, we can collect them and...
Can animal control do a site visit and just take
problem,
a look?
Well, they could, but... Well, I can ask them to do a site visit, but since we canceled the contract...
Because that'd be a health and safety thing.
That's kind of what I was wondering. Is there neglect
can,
on, in this?
Because it's an animal running at large.
But it's
but
on
I
our
do
property,
know that
though.
Since we had canceled,
you don't have to be on a leash.
Do you
want to
see my
rate
of how many times
here,
they walk up on my porch?
We're not asking to pick up. They can just come up and see if there's any neglectfulness in this.
Catch them and give them to Rick.
I mean, because they are feeding them. I've seen them put food out.
Put the life trap out. We got life.
They're taking some sort of responsibility.
I don't know if you put traps out now in the intercom.
Check them for traps
out.
I got a couple traps.
There you go.
Probably have to set and pull.
Different kind of
bed.
I'll work with Matt and see if we can come up with an idea of what we can do with that.
That would be great.
So,
The properties in green did get a letter or are about to get a letter from Mark.
Those are the ones I gave to Mark at the last meeting.
Okay. So how long does that normally take to play out, Mark? The properties in green where we were sending a letter?
Yeah. Sorry, how long does it take to...
So, I think Brandy's saying...
The list of the big stack of ones I gave you last
yes.
week.
Yes. So, we send out the, kind of the initial dirty letter, and I send out a tight time frame letter that's an actual notice that comes out of the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And... That one depends on what it is. It's either 7 or 14 days that they have. And then at that point, that's when we would be ready to go to court. And I'd be coming back to you warning you that, hey, we're going to go back to court. What I would try to do is give you a collection of them
mm-hmm.
so that we're taking them as one group. And then, you know, it depends on what it is, but there's probably... A 1 to 3 month turnaround time with the court thing?
I may have asked the wrong question. The initial letter, has it gone out?
I don't know. Okay. But when you get your memo from me this week, it will tell you exactly.
Okay. Thanks.
I apologize that I don't know off the top of my head.
That's okay.
All right. Any other questions about nuisance properties? All right, regular session minutes, November 20th, 2018.
I make a motion to approve the regular session minutes from November 20th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. All right, executive session minutes, November 20th. Oh, never mind.
I didn't realize until I was passing stuff out.
Huh?
I didn't realize until I was passing stuff out.
It happens. All right. Discussion of approval of a blower repair for the sewer plant. What did we decide to do on that? To go ahead and rebuild it? I don't have the prices in front of me.
He's here.
Yeah, he's here. Mm-hmm. What was the, do you have the prices on with you?
Yep.
What's the rebuild price?
$6,283.
And the brand new price?
$23,632.
Okay. And then, and then the refurbished. Was 17 cents.
Remanufactured to 17,455.20.
Well, I cut you off though. What were you going to say?
The rebuild could end up being more than that because there could be more that they find than what they anticipate with it. So I think what we talked about last month was putting a limit on whatever that, if they come back and say it'll be more.
Okay. Put a cap of like $10,000 on it. And if they think it's going to be $10,000, then we'll talk about maybe just doing the remanufactured or the brand new one at that point.
Yeah, but I mean, even a $10,000 rebuild is still $7,000 less.
True. What was the warranties between the three of them?
1 year, right?
For I think all it was all pretty much 1 year.
All 1 year, okay. I thought it was all the same, either way. Whatever you guys want to do.
It's a big gap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If the warranties are all the same, we're not
gain
years for $24,000.
True.
The warranties are
I'm fine with the rebuilding it, and it's, and plus it's, we know it'll fit.
I think that's, if it was me, that's what I would do.
Yeah. So what's the cap? What do you guys want to do for a cap?
8?
No, I think we should make our cap this price.
The 17?
And then, mm-hmm. No. The just a little more than the 6, and then if it's higher, then we change it. I don't think we should give anybody a leash to find things to fix.
Well, I don't think you want to tell them
exactly.
Yeah, well, that we were hoping you wouldn't run out and tell them,
right.
We didn't figure you would.
Well, I don't have any reason to,
yeah. I didn't figure you did.
You are live,
we are live. That's true. Good point. All right, well, it's up to you guys to make the motion, so.
What was that, 6,000 price?
6,283. Making flat 7.
$284.
You guys are killing me.
I don't want them to have to wait for another 2 weeks to come back, though.
I
want somebody way in there.
Well,
so we can just make a decision and move on it up to a certain amount.
Right.
Because.
Well, we will have a little bit of play. We have a little bit of play. So you guys make your motion and.
I make a motion to rebuild a blower at sewer plant amount, not to exceed the amount of $7,500. Gives me a grand to
good
play
call.
With.
I would second that.
Because parts are not cheap.
All right, roll call.
Bubbo?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Anything else for us?
Yep.
Don't tell me something else is broke.
No.
Oh, your contract.
No. You asked about January, and I said we could have it this month, so.
Okay, perfect.
Well, I've not actually proposed any changes.
Okay.
The way this last one was set up, it was 5 years. And the EPA has changed now, we'll allow you to have a 3 year contract at one time. So it was 3 years. And the way we set this last one up, it was 132 for the first 3 years and then 135 for 4 and 5, the 4th and 5th year. We're comfortable where we're at, so I'm actually not proposing any change. But
any questions?
3 years, 5, just
because that's all the EPA let you do. I like the 5. It saves us time negotiating.
And I really don't know why they've done that, but that's what they decided.
Yeah. Comments? Anything? Perfect.
Our lawyers should look it over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, just
I would,
get,
yeah, I would,
give it to Mark and then
we'll. He sent it to us yet, so
yeah.
If you're okay with the pricing concept, then I think he'll. Take
yeah.
it over to us and have it on your next agenda.
That's perfect. Then it gives Mark time to look at it. We can't vote on anything right now anyway, so.
It's good on March 1st, so.
Perfect. Gives us plenty of time to look at it then. All right, cool. Everything else is running good. Perfect. All right, any other questions for? All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We have an ordinance for requiring water and sewer service deposits. Oh, yes, please, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Can you scan that and send it out to us too? Whenever we get a chance.
Oh, the contract?
Yeah.
We'll send it tomorrow morning.
Yeah, whenever.
I'm gonna have a little checklist here soon.
That way everybody can kind of take a look at it. It's probably the exact same contract we had last time.
All right. So I think at $50, we're unlikely to have a whole lot of appeals. But I did stick with the appeal process and my thought was if we're withholding money out of security deposit and somebody complains, just give the mayor the authority to make a decision, and then if they're really that excited about it, then they can come back to the board. That's just how I did it. But you can modify that in any shape, form, or fashion that you want, but that seems to be a practical way to do it. And then I also just made it starting January 1st, so if you don't have some, so people could scramble and sign up on the 31st and they wouldn't have our deposits. And you're not retroactively asking them.
Right.
I'm fine with it going to the village president first. I'd make a motion to approve.
Second.
Buffer?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Bing?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulo?
Yes.
So the next item is the lighting ordinance stuff. So essentially, some proposed language. I was looking at our nuisance ordinance, and we were kind of kicking the can down the road because we were waiting to do our codification. And you're going to be updating your nuisance ordinance as part of that. And as I was looking at it, I think I'm going to do a little bit of cleanup, and I'll talk to Justin about it when I do that. So my thought was, you can give me some little bit of direction on the lighting. You either like this language or you clean it up, tell me what you want different. And then what you'll have is a slightly revised nuisance ordinance that will come back for you to look at. It will have some lawyer cleanup in it that has to do with stuff other than lighting.
What I would like added to it, though, is something, what happens? Like, you get a warning the first time, the second time you get a $50 fine or something along those lines. Because right now, what happens if they...
If they fail it.
If they violate it, there's no...
This is being added to the
nuisance
ordinance.
Is there a fine in there, though?
There is, but from your standpoint, you may not like how it's set up. It's where
probably
the
not
judge,
yeah,
assesses a fine,
yeah,
for each day.
That's I want to get rid,
yeah,
of all of that.
As an enforcement officer, you want a nice administrative process where,
exactly,
hey, you didn't listen to me, here's a $300 ticket.
Yeah, and I don't want to even go 300. I want to do lower than that, 50 bucks.
Just something so they...
Something to...
That will be something that we can incorporate into the overall nuisance ordinance. The catch with it is we don't have an administrative process for processing that, meaning that when you write that ticket for $100 or whatever it's going to be, if they don't kind of pay it.
Well, we kind of do now, because we're sending, if they don't pay it, then it all gets sent to the collections. We're,
yeah,
sending all ordinances.
But we've
got
to have
an
appeal process that you can go through too. The collections, it's a lot different for collections to go after unpaid water bill or an unpaid fine that was issued from the court. We don't have an administrative appeals process, so we can't do like a camera ticket or, you know, those kinds of...
We've sent the dog, walking your dog without a leash, and that stuff is all going to them.
From
us to the collections. So, we have a bunch of those outstanding.
Okay. Let me digest that one and
one house
come up with a possibility. We'll think about that one.
Is it not outstanding anymore?
No, I don't know if it's outstanding, but I don't like just sending off to collections without any sort of process.
And that was all in that thing.
They've
all
received
out.
Like 4 different letters about them.
Okay. And so, I mean, we send letters first, and then they can come to the board meeting, they can talk about it, ask for a reprieve, and everyone that's been notified over and over and over again has done nothing about it. So
let's let me give you a real short memo, say, hey, this is a great idea, or maybe this is a different way we can handle it. I think
all
that's
right.
probably okay. what you want.
I had a quick question about this, the nuisance lighting.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not talking about security lights or anything like that that you have shining onto the end of your driveway or anything like that. That
no, they are. That's what it says.
Yes.
If they're not shielded.
If they're not
right.
shielded.
But, right, but I mean, if it's just basically on your, it's shining on your
if
own
it's
property.
On your own property, but
during
not
the hours
in
of
the
11 p.m.
Or
to 6 a.m., and they're not on all the time, it's like the motion sensor type thing, then that's not an issue, right?
The last sentence.
Yeah, the last sentence.
It's
yeah, I read
right.
it.
You can light up your driveway, you can light up your house, and you wouldn't violate this ordinance, so long as those lights were shielded so they're
right.
not shining in your neighbor's.
In my
right.
neighbor's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're lighting up the front of your house,
or the neighbor's
and
neighborhood,
light coming off of your house
the whole neighborhood.
To your neighbor, then
okay.
that's going to be legal.
All right. Thank you. That's all I want to know.
Do you need to have anything in here about the village and their street maps?
Nope. We can if you want, but no.
Just waiting on somebody to get disgruntled enough to come in and say,
well, I
can.
That street lamp is violating your ordinance.
Or what about somebody
I think
with
I don't think this is a needed
on.
Ordinance anyway, but I don't. You know, we're writing an ordinance because, what, two people are fighting each other?
We're spending money on an ordinance that two people are fighting over.
Yeah. I'm not enthused with this, but
all right, well, you'll see this again, and then if you have changes that you think of before you see it again, we can change it on the fly when we're adopting it, or you can just call me.
All right. Oh, approval of the 2019 meeting schedule. Pretty much they fall on the Tuesdays except for the one that fell on January 1st. And it got moved to the 2nd.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2019 schedule.
That's the only one that's not on a Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry to
that's
cut you
right.
off.
Of regular board meetings.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everybody against? Perfect. All right, discussion of discontinuing locating service. Now, according to Matt, he's not here. He said if we stop using USIC, we need to purchase a locator that can help us locate water mains more accurately. I'm getting a price to purchase a locator with GPS so we can locate a map at the same locate and map at the same time. This would help improve our maps. And we can also link this with a handheld GPS device so we could walk right to the water meters and curb stops when there are snow on the ground. This would eliminate one person having all the information in their head and not wanting to share it. So,
how are they doing it last for Russell?
Russell just used the tools that we had, and most of it was line of sight. Cause,
well, but
you know,
Russell left in November. We didn't start USIC till what, June?
They did it the same way then. It's just kind of line of sight. Because you know the meter's at. You know where it comes into the house. It's a straight shot there. Some of the other water meters were kind of a little more... I mean, it was a little bit of guesswork. Experience and guesswork. And an art.
I don't know if we really need to take an action until we figure out what the price of the locator is.
And I've watched this company do theirs, and they actually hook up to the meter, and then they run the light, I guess, electric through it, and it shows it where it's at in the ground, and it's kind of cool to watch. So table it for now?
Yes.
All right. Now, the next one is changing the employee's payday. We ran into a problem a couple weeks ago where I was out of town, Ping was out of town, and there was nobody to sign checks. So what we did is we had Brandy take them to a board member, and then they signed them at their place of employment, which is not ideal, but it worked because most of us work locally. But if we change the payday, and I want to go one step further on this, which we'll get a little bit of fight. If we change the payday and go direct deposit, then it's a done deal. We don't have to chase down a board member every time. It'll get emailed out with the payroll. We email back, approved, and then they can send it forward. And then when we can get a chance, we can come in and sign the paper slips too. But it gets rid of the paper. I mean, you still have one copy of paper because it'll have to be emailed out, but... That's what I would like to do. So changing the payroll to Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We'll have to figure it out when it's least going to interrupt people, because they're going to miss a couple paydays on their days on their checks, and then they'll get a couple extra days on their checks. So if we can figure out a way to spread that out a little bit better, so they don't have very much disruption.
Or why don't we just cover the 2 days that they would miss?
We could do that too. Just I'm fine with that too.
Plain and simple, cover the 2 days, and then that way the next one is right on schedule.
Yeah. And we just, yeah. Can you do that? You're doing the payroll. Is there a way to do that?
There's the extra 16 hours to a paycheck.
And then it just kind of flow through the next paycheck. Make sure everything's documented.
Yes.
So we know this happened. And
it's less legwork for
everybody.
For the office to, oh, you're going to miss these two, and then, oh, we need to put these two back in there. One of them's going to have extra days.
Yeah, and one of them's going to have less. And it gives us a little, when do you want to do this? That, as long as it's, if it's not interrupting them, as soon as we pass this, we could do it.
Well, I've talked to the employees, and most of them said they didn't care. One of them said might as well wait until the new year.
Yeah.
Start fresh. So
I'm fine with that too.
I don't think any of them
care.
Really.
Well, it's not, if we do it the way Terrence says, it's not affecting them. Mm-hmm. I mean, at all. They won't notice any.
There won't be a shortage
for
our employees.
The only thing is, and this is what we need in the employee manual too, that checks will not be issued until Friday. Mm-hmm. What happened in the past and why paydays got moved around was, oh, payday's closed, we got the checks done today, so they would hand them out a day or two early, and then employees got used to getting them a day or two early, and then when they got paid on the right day, then it caused issues. That's why the paydays got moved. So,
no,
I want...
technically, you're putting a Friday date on the checks, so they can't take it to the bank until Friday anyway, so... But no, I personally would not hand them out until payday.
And then this also lines up the direct deposit where they would actually be paid on Friday too. So direct deposit being paid on Friday, they get their checks on Friday. So everything's the same. Because now direct deposit doesn't get paid till Tuesday. So everybody gets a check, gets it on Friday. Everybody gets direct deposit, doesn't get it until Tuesday. So this actually lines it all up perfect. So everybody will get the same. We can kind of encourage more people to go to direct deposit.
What is stalling our direct deposit process that it takes so much longer?
You guys think
the banking 2 days, two banking days.
Because when I was releasing payroll at my previous employer, I had up till 9 p.m. that day for it to go into their bank accounts the next day. So that's...
When I was doing payroll at the other place I was at, it was the
same thing,
2 days.
Probably what we're using. Are we using QuickBooks?
Well, it was, like, my other job, I took it, like, a disk straight to the bank, and it was still 2 days.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could
this
you,
cleans it up, though.
If we move to the payroll ending on Tuesday for process on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
to be available for direct deposit on Friday, could you just have a payroll on Friday do another one the next week for the first 2 days of the week. And then you would do another one. So it'd be 3 weeks in a row, but then it's every other. So nobody's waiting on those extra 2 days.
Or it would just be cleaner to do the sixth again this. We're not giving in anything they haven't earned. Well,
no.
Sort of.
Well, we're giving
well,
them
we
60
kind of
hours.
Are, but as long as they work their 40 hours the next week.
No. It's giving everybody 16 hours of payroll.
We're the ones wanting to change it. And if we change it, we're shorting them on their check. It might just be easy. I don't know.
We're shorting them on their check, but then they'll get 2 extra days the following to check. So if we pay them the 2 days, they're not.
Yeah.
They're still getting the same amount of pay. It's just.
Right. It's just. It'll be three weeks in a row, and then it would go to the every other.
Can you do an extra payday?
I should be able to. It's just an additional.
So we have 2 options.
It just seems like more work than what's necessary.
I agree.
I say we either pay in the 2 days and on that check or pay them the 2 extra days on the next check. I mean, I worked with somebody where we missed almost a whole month because they changed their pay period. So.
Well, and none of the employees seem to have an issue with it because they know they're going to get the extra days back for the next paycheck.
Yeah. So, you guys make the choice.
What's easiest on you, Brandy?
How many total employees are there?
There would be 6 full-timers and then however many part-timers work that paper.
That'd be easy though. We still part-timers. No working for 2 days. We tell part-timers they can't work for those 2 days. Tell them that can't work them.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Paying everybody for 16 hours, even just the full time, which doesn't feel very cost effective. That's almost $1,000.
Just say
we're not going to get Brandy
a period, and then the next time they get.
I'm fine with that.
Okay,
we'll go with
let's
that.
Do that. There we go. So, just change the pay periods and do it that way.
Yeah.
But we're changing the employee's manual, though, right, to reflect that.
That's where this.
But I also wanted in there a clause in there that checks will not be released until that Friday. That I want that in there.
Until payday.
I trust Brandy to carry that out. But when Brandy retires or somebody steps in and does her job or something like that, then it gets all messy again.
And them moving to direct deposit will save us money long term, right? So maybe we can offer a small incentive for those that use this as an opportunity to enroll in direct deposit.
But we didn't offer an incentive for those that didn't.
Yeah, but what we would do is we could still reward the people that already signed up for it, too.
But actually,
can't you just make it mandatory?
Yeah, let's just make it mandatory.
I would say
I'm not getting an incentive for it. Let's just
make
it mandatory.
Yes.
Mandatory for us.
At U of I, it's mandatory. We have no choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have no choice.
We
all.
If we can make it mandatory, let's just make it.
I don't know why we couldn't ask Mark.
They get their bonuses.
I don't know.
It actually works out. Okay.
I think we should because it's.
Is there anything in
U of I's that way?
Yeah.
Concerning
pay.
No.
Actually, they're all. I think most of the police are on direct deposit anyway.
Well, every job that I have, even two of my part-time jobs, I
Rick
have,
doesn't have a choice. He's not under
we
contract.
Don't get paper checks.
Rick's the only one. So, police were fine.
It's kind of ridiculous that we have paper checks still.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. I work nice.
Okay.
It's direct deposit. You walk in, you sign the thing, and they give you a choice. And the other job, too.
Yeah.
Nobody does paper anymore.
They have to.
You
have
to.
I do.
There's a slight change in the statute. The deadline is 180 days in this policy, but it's really supportive. It's been changed 300 days. And I didn't catch it to put it into this version, so I'll put it in the next version. I'm not charging it for that position. I'm stuck in this version. But it was not our, I didn't catch you in time to tell you to put it on the agenda, so it's not part of this agenda. So that's why I didn't slip it in on this version.
All right, so I'm good with passing this out.
Because subs, you can't. You might not only work, but once a year.
Because there's a clause in there that kind of covers the payday. It says checks will be issued every other Friday. So.
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2018-0-24.
Do we have to add the part about the direct deposit in here first?
Do you want language in direct deposit? Mm-hmm. Put that in very easily.
We can mandate
yes
deposit without an alternative.
Do we want to? You don't want to fight that the first time we do this. Do you want to make that like February 1st?
Well, don't worry about the direct deposit right now. When we're changing this again in
that's
a meeting
true,
or two, so when we change it again in a meeting or two, put the direct deposit in there.
That way, okay. I don't want you fighting to have also.
Yeah, let's just fight one battle at a time.
Yeah.
So.
Buffo. Yes.
Morris.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
Trulock.
Yes.
It's getting a little toasty.
You guys got your coats on.
All right.
Don't drop it too low.
Okay. Now, this is an interesting thing, too, on D. Going through, I thought we cleaned up some of this stuff, but there's still a lot of things, because over the past few years, certain people didn't get late deposits late fees when their water bills were late. Some people got double when their bills were late. There was a lot of like,
not even double when my bill was late. It was on my bill that my late fee was $20.
I know. So there was, I thought we cleaned up a lot of it, but we missed some stuff. There's a bunch of some businesses get charged, some businesses don't, and it's not consistent. Like, this bar doesn't get charged. This bar does. This church gets charged. This church doesn't.
A late
and then
late
the next,
fee.
And then the next month it's...
No, it's the same. It's the same for all of them. So, but it stays the same in there that this bar has never been charged a late fee. This church has never been charged a late fee, but this church has been charged a late fee. So I want consistency. Now, if somebody comes in and says, hey, look, we have to vote on this at session, or our board has to vote on this, so we're going to be late with this because when the bill comes in, we meet once a month. I'm sure there's some, I don't know if some of the churches are like that or if it's just one of those automatic bills to pay. Then they can come in and say, hey, this is what the situation we're in. I'm fine with doing it on a case-by-case basis, but I think what should be blanket back to everybody gets late fees.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then we can amend that later on if they come in. Because it's not fair that it's, yeah, so... So do we need to vote on that? Or we can just change it back?
That's just policy.
That's just policy, so just change it back. So everybody gets late fees.
You're too late.
You get a late fee.
Let's see. Oh, and then the Grenlo. Did everybody have a chance to look at the Grenlo letter? Essentially the Grenlo letter. I met with Craig, the guy we've been working with, is relocating. So one of the other, his boss came in, and we talked about this lawn thing. The letter was a little strongly worded. Our conversation was actually not strongly worded. He said the letter was going to be strongly worded. But what they're wanting is some payment off of the landscaping bill. And their theory behind that was the entire landscaping for this entire project was, it's in that letter, like
$9,800.
$93. Yeah. Yeah. So in the 9,000s range, we held 10,000 back. Mm-hmm. He's like, the grass wasn't that much. That's for the trees, the everything on the landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
So they're wanting a payment of $8,000, still hold back $2,000, and they'll get this fixed in the spring. They're like, in our conversation, we kind of agreed on 3 and 7. He sent a letter. It's 2 and 8. I don't think it's going to cost $2,000 to get our yard back up to par, but that's a decision for you. You guys, if you want to release either $7,000 or $8,000 to them as a partial payment, because they have been working on it somewhat.
Will this be the guy you're dealing with now?
Yes.
And how are you feeling with him?
Actually, I liked him, but I mean, he's a bureaucrat, so I mean.
I mean, the last guy seemed to be short, Kurt. Everything was.
I think he was getting pressure from up above, and he wasn't. This guy's a little higher up in the food chain. So,
I'm good with paying him the $8,000. I agree. That's.
It was a little bit much to hold back, but it was a point. We're making a point. And they have been doing stuff. And the yard man's coming now. And so. And he swore up and down, we will make it right. Even if you paid us the whole entire amount, he goes, we will make it right because we want happy customers and we want good referrals. And I think a lot of our problems with this building is not necessarily with Grenlow, because I think they pretty much followed the design to the T. Our problem is certain things just didn't get designed correctly. So,
make up a motion to pay Grenlow Construction $8,000. For work completed so far, with $2,000 be held back.
Second. Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
Okay. Discussion F. We talked about this last year and it never got done. We talked about doing some kind of reception, holiday party, whatever you want to call it, for our employees. We were supposed to be getting some prices. It hasn't quite gotten that far on it, on a date and a time. Thought was to do something. Trackside's only biggest area to do it. Small budget. I mean, like super small, maybe $500. I know it's not going to include drinks. Maybe food, and that's about it. So I know our department does it. For the employees, other departments do. Just thoughts on it. Thoughts? Nope. Other thoughts?
I'm not against it. I think we could get them some Pepsi.
Well, I would like to use a local business. So.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
And so, what? Ideas. So, I need a motion and a budget. Or a motion against, either way.
You wouldn't be renting that whole place, right?
You'd absolutely not.
Using what is available.
He's going to cater it, and we'll use. We're not actually renting his building. He's just going to cater it.
$500.
Because
they went your $500 for that. If you're renting.
Actually, we rented it before. It was a lot. It wasn't bad at all.
We charged this last time.
Oh, that's close it. To okay. That. But we only rented it for a couple, like 2 hours or something like that. And so. We're, like I said, we're not renting the place. He's going to cater it. We'll have a little section that's ours. Do it for like 2 hours. Then there's a thought, do you let them invite kids, their whole families? Or do you just employees?
Is this after hours?
Yeah, it'll be like Thursday at 6 o'clock or something. We're not paying them to be there.
Yeah, I'm not against that.
So all I need is a motion and a budget.
So we just let you. So you have your allowance anyways.
Fund. I do have my discretionary fund.
I trust you to make that decision. If not, you'll hear about it from somebody.
I know exactly. We'll hear about it. No, I'm planning on doing this. I mean, something nice. I've had a. had a couple employees ask about it because I guess they used to do it in the past. I've actually had a couple spouses ask because they would like to meet some of the board members, and it's kind of like a, I don't know, a couple hours.
Yeah, so just use your allowance.
Huh?
I say just use, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other? Speak your piece.
I think that works.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that my wife works for the state of Illinois, and last Friday, they have a committee that does things and sells tickets for this and sells tickets mm-hmm. for that, and that's how they raise the money. Because I really don't, I mean, I am all for let's have a good party, but, you know, we're running, you know, I just can't feel right about spending somebody's tax dollars on a party.
True.
That's just my thoughts.
Okay. Anybody ever have other thoughts? Anna?
No.
Okay. All right. Special event, I guess. Do we have special event permits? I think we have one special event this Saturday, don't we? Well, it's been advertised. Oh, did we do? Did I skip bills?
Excuse me.
Do what?
See if that bill's still on there.
No. Do what?
The champagne signal lighting. Are we paying bills?
Yeah, we're paying bills.
What? Anything on that or?
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't. Matt hasn't said anything about it. We have to pay it, or we'll get late fees on it because we requested it. So we can try to get money back from the state on it, because apparently they'll pay part of it. So, but we don't, I mean, we really don't have a choice on paying it or not. I mean, we have a choice. We can just not pay it, and then we end up getting the village go to collections.
What's the due date on it? Is there one? We can hold off this time then. Maybe Matt will hear something back from the state on if they're going to reimburse us or not.
This state takes forever to pay anything, though.
Yeah. Half a year, if you're lucky.
All right. So is that the only bill we have?
The other ones they already approved.
Oh, we already approved all this? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
They've not been approved.
No,
they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We skipped over that.
All right, well, I need a motion to pay bills.
Motion to pay bills as presented with the exception of the champagne signal.
I'll second.
Second, okay.
Buffo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Bing?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulo?
Yes.
My only issue with the champagne signal is we're hurting a business. We're not, I mean, I'm sure they're big enough that $264 isn't going to break them, but we're still hurting a business. We're not to make a point that's already done work for us. So.
I do have one question.
Sure.
The reimbursement
for Mr. Greenman,
Berkey's stuff. That should either be set up as an account or a village credit card. That should not go on personal.
Wasn't our credit cards compromised? Our credit card was compromised, even though it's never been used and it was in a desk. So, in Hollywood?
Hollywood, California.
Yeah. So, someone had fun on it.
Okay. Well, I'd suggest him maybe next time getting a quote and then having write a check for it. Or
because Burpees will, they'll bill us.
They might.
Right?
Somebody like us, they might bill.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we shouldn't be doing $500+ personal reimbursement. So
I agree. And will they deliver to us for $500?
It wasn't all Berkey's.
It wasn't all Berkey's.
Black Friday.
It was Black Friday stuff.
Well, the Rural King stuff was Black Friday.
And I understand what he's trying to do there. It's
save a little bit of money.
It's not. I don't know, it just doesn't seem kosher to me.
He didn't. I didn't, Skye's apparel, he didn't put in overtime for those, that trip to Rule King, did he?
Because that was Black Friday, I don't think he put anything on
that. Yeah, okay. I think it was my understanding that he was just going to do his own shopping and then pick out the Philly stuff too, and we didn't want to get my credit card to get mixed in the mix. Because that's why I don't carry the Village credit card, because I have 3 Busey cards, and that would just be a bad day. So, that would be... Because they look exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So. All right, so nuisance, miscellaneous... Do we want an update in executive session?
I think...
Yes, okay. So, anything else for the good of the order?
Real quick, on his snowplow, where did he get an extra plow and spreader for the one-ton truck? Is that the one he doesn't want on his truck?
No, this is that new... I'm going to tell you wrong.
The very last sentence in the fourth paragraph. We do have a drop-in spreader for the one-ton truck and plow that we can trade in.
I would be interested in that. I don't know.
Because
I want to keep that.
I don't want that stuff gone.
No, I don't want that gone either. And when the snow's, because that's easy to put on and off. And when the snow is bad enough, we should have that truck out moving too.
Yeah.
I mean, the snow hasn't been bad enough for
and
that.
And the second
truck.
Thing is, that truck has a plow. Right?
Yeah.
It's just not one he likes.
Correct. Because
okay.
He says it tears up the road. But Russell plowed with it for a long time.
Well, this is a new one.
I thought it's still the same one.
No, for the dump truck. He's wanting to trade in the plow that came with the dump truck.
Yes. So it's the same. Isn't that the one he wanted the same as the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just. We want the dump truck with the plow. Yeah, we bought the dump truck with the plow, but he wants to trade the plow off. I'm just trying to figure out still why.
No.
We're doing that.
Why don't we talk about that when he's back here again?
Yes.
And also, I know the spreader thing he wants. I think it doesn't need some repairs and stuff. He's wanting to upgrade to
the spreader has issues.
Yeah, to the other one.
How many spreaders do we have?
I know the one truck has one that we use, and then the one that he's wanting to replace has got some.
Okay.
I think they've welded on it.
Maybe discuss on how many we actually need, because we don't want to be spreading salt
everywhere.
Everywhere all the time. That's gets way too expensive.
I think we had a smaller spreader for the. One of the smaller trucks. And I think
they got two drop-ins.
They got two drop-ins now. So. All right, any other questions about that? And most definitely, if you have questions on this, send Matt emails on it. So. So. All right, anything else over an open session? All right, I need a motion to go to executive session.
What's on you?
Make a motion to go into executive session for the limited purpose of discussing the performance.
Hey, Rick.
Or employment.
Stick around for a minute. Sorry.
You need him in executive session.
Mm-hmm.
Performance and our... Do I have to just read this entire thing? Or what
just
only
the part
applies?
That applies, so I think you're looking at... Hiring, performance, compensation, and/or employment of one or more village employees pursuant to 5 ILCS 120:2C1.
That's it.
Perfect.
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.